Hello, everyone, and welcome to Traveling with Francoise, coming to you live from the Latigo Dude Ranch in Kremlin, Colorado. Now, I've been up here since Friday, and for those of you that might have missed a little bit of the first hour of the show, we have had a lot of great guests on to talk about the area and all that I have been doing the last couple days. Now, originally we started, if you recall, I went up to Grand Lake in the summertime up in Grand County. And I was there for just the summer, all the summer festivities. Well, while there, Gaylene Orr, who was with the Grand County Tourism, she said, Francoise, we need to have you back up for the Winter Carnival. And yes, I was there on the weekend, and it was the Winter Carnival was on Saturday. What a day of just a ton of fun. And you go to Traveling with Francoise, my Facebook page, you'll see pictures of teapot curling. You will see the queen and king of the Winter Carnival. They had snow man building contest. They had a jousting steeplechase in the park. They had a golf tournament where they made actually an ice course out there and sprayed the greens green. I actually did really well on that one. They had bed sled racing, which they put people on beds. Hilarious. They run down this track right down Main Street. I mean, the town was packed. Just so much fun. And then they had the human bowling where they put people in these little tiny I don't know all the right terms. It's like a little sled. It's a little round, maybe a big old frisbee is what it looks like. There you go. And they shove them into these bottles of water that are empty, and those are human bowling balls. So they had that, just all sorts of things going all day long. They had parties during the day, at night. Ended up the Winter Carnival with fireworks last night over the lake, which on the lake there was snowmobile racing all day long. Snowmobiles in and out of town, visitors from all over. Just so much fun in a Grand Lake. And I stayed at the Western Riviera, which you're going to hear more about that a little bit later on the show, the Western Riviera Lakefront Hotel, the same place I stayed before. I was there Friday and Saturday, and then this morning we made our way out here to the Latigo Dude Ranch, and this is a true dude ranch, over 500 acres here out in Kremlin. Spectacular. In fact, I'm looking at a sign that says the Dude Ranch Ranchers Association established in 1926, and we are going to have another one of the owners. We had Jim Yost on earlier. We're going to have Randy George on in just a little bit to tell us more about all the things that happen here at a ranch. And so far, I have seen people out cross-country skiing. I have seen people on snow shoes doing, which I'm going to try later on in the after the show. I will not during the show, but after the show, I am going to go out and attempt to snowshoe. And of course, I will be taking spectacular pictures that you will see on KSQ television when I do a special. I'm going to have a two-part Colorado trip. I decided I'm going to have one part that will focus on Grand Lake, Grand County, and the Winter Carnival. And this is still in Grand County where I am at the Latigo Trails, the Dude Ranch here. And then I will have another segment on Latigo Trails. So you're going to get two full segments, one of the Winter Carnival and again one of up here at the Latigo Ranch. And you can go to the website for the Latigo Ranch, which is latigotrails.com for all of our online listeners. I know you like to peruse the websites of the places that I am staying at. And again, it is latigotrails.com, so check it out. And for all the information about Grand County, you want to go to the tourism website, which is visitgrandcounty.com. And as I said earlier, Samantha Miller, she's going to be joining us from the Grand Lake Chamber, and then Tracy Overton will be joining us from the Western Riviera Lakeside Hotel. So I have been busy, just loving all this beautiful winter weather. It is spectacular everywhere you look. The life does not shut down. You know, people tend to think that in the desert, the summer comes and that's it. There's nothing going on in the Coachella Valley. Well, that is so untrue. And the same goes for up here in Grand County and in Colorado in general. Of course, the Broncos today have a big event going on, but that's fine. That's not till later on the day. But life does go on with the skiing and all the winter activities, and the roads are clear. You think, well, the roads, there's snow. They can't be driving in the snow. The roads are clear. They work very hard to make sure that folks get around town. They have lives to lead. They have jobs to go to. So along with all the visitors that are here from around the world to experience the Rocky Mountain National Park, to experience all these areas like Kremlin and Granby and Grand Lake, they are here in droves to snowshoe, to Nordic ski, cross-country skiing, to ski down the slopes, to go in the sulfur minerals. I guess it would be sulfur springs. We could pass some of them on the way where the heat is just rising, the steam, just beautiful. And it's just very diverse, a lot of things happening. And in fact, Galen was telling us now you can actually ride bicycles in the snow. Someone came up with a bicycle that has fatter tires so you can be out there. So again, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. I don't have enough words. I used one word, snow beautiful. I came up with that. I came up with snow amazing. And there are these little tiny crystals in the snow that I don't think I have seen up at Big Bear, that these just glitter. It looks like diamonds everywhere you look. It's spectacular. And there's a lot of wildlife as well. I saw a snow bunny, my first true snow bunny up here, and it was just so white and furry and just gorgeous. I'm going to try to find that snow bunny later. I saw a llama when we drove in here to the Latigo Ranch, and you'll hear a little bit more about ranch life with our next guest. But I want to again tell you all the things that I have been doing and had such a blast at the Winter Carnival in Grand Lake. Lots of restaurants open, coffee shops, they have museums and shopping and all that basically on the main street there. A lot of history to Grand Lake. So I definitely urge you to come on up and spend quite a bit of time in the area up here and enjoy all, again, that Grand County has to offer. And they even have telephones because you can hear it ringing in the background there, but that's not going to affect us at all. We're fine. So, again, just gorgeous. And I can smell lunch. There's lunch happening here. When I'm done with the show, I get to go partake in lunch. It smells so delicious. But my view here from where I'm all set up here with the radio show, I am looking at the Continental Divide. You know, we think about it, we don't realize that. We can sit here in Colorado and look at it. And I'm also looking over miles and miles of beautiful snow-covered land. In fact, right here at the ranch, around 500 acres, and they do have they have the cattle and the horses. So of course, the horseback riding is pretty much in the summer because right now everyone is on their skis and snowshoes and out there just walking around because it is that fantastic. Again, I am a Southern California native, so I've been getting emails from a lot of you saying, Francoise, is it cold? Well, yeah, it is cold. Definitely. I think it's probably 28 degrees right now, but you learn to dress appropriately. I probably have 10 times more clothes on than the rest of the guests because they're used to it. The owners here are in flannel shirts and jeans. It's very commonplace for them. But again, life goes on, and it just truly is a winter wonderland up here. I flew in, of course, nonstop from Palm Springs to Denver, and from there hopped on the shuttle that took us out here. It was a Home James Transportation Service, and they brought us out to a Grand Lake, and very easy to navigate. You rent a car. I personally would suggest rent a car and just sightsee all over. Just go, because they have beautiful resorts and hotels, and just everything you can imagine is up here, and they're very easy to find. Again, an easy way to plan your trip is just go to the website, which is visitgrandcounty.com, and check it out. But whatever you do, you have to make sure you come up and experience life here at a Dude Ranch. And Latigo Trails, they're experts at it. They've been doing it a long time. The property is spectacular. The lodging, different buildings here on the property. I envisioned one huge lodge. Just why? Because that's probably all I've really ever seen in the mountain area. So we have our Big Bear Mountains, but up here it's completely different. They have different lodgings with names on each lodging, and I don't remember the name of mine because I was in there for just a short amount of time and then came down here to set up the radio show. But when we have our next guest on, which is Randy George, he is one of the owners as well. He'll tell us a little bit more about the ranch. We're going to find out some more about the activities and just overall more things for you to do when you are in Grand County. And one of them, high on the list, I have two. You want to go to Grand Lake and spend some time on the lake, looking at that beautiful lake, whether you're on a snowmobile or on a boat, and then you want to come up here to Latigo Dude Ranch and really experience quite a treat. All of it's a treat up here in Grand County. All right, on that note, we're going to step aside. When we come back, Randy George joins us, and we're going to find out more about life at the ranch right here at the Latigo Dude Ranch. We'll be right back. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise right here on Money Radio. Rancho Mirage has moved and is now on El Paseo in Palm Desert, between San Luis Rey and Larkspur. Same delicious food, but with a new full-service bar, patio seating, a spacious dining area, plus plenty of free parking. Open daily for lunch or dinner, call Thai Smile, located on El Paseo today at 760-341-6565. That's 341-6565. See it, Thai Smile, Rancho Mirage, on El Paseo in Palm Desert.
Look to the skies and experience a star-studded affair every evening at the Borrego Springs Resort. Surrounded by the stunning Anza Borrego State Park and less than an hour's drive from Palm Springs, the Borrego Springs Resort offers guests fine and casual dining, 27 holes of championship golf, a full-service spa to pamper your inner, outer being, and more. So quit making excuses and join me, Francoise, at the Borrego Springs Resort and, of course, Borrego Springs. To make reservations or for more information, please call 760-767-5700 or visit Borrego Springs on the web at BorregoSpringsResort.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Traveling with Francoise, coming to you live from the Latigo Dude Ranch up here in Kremlings. Of course, I am Francoise Rhodes, and before we go any farther, I have to quickly thank all the sponsors of Traveling with Francoise. It's because of you I am here, and also our segment sponsors, just as much the 500 Desert Arc Attire, Bob's Carpet, Always Open, Safe and Lock, and the Coachella Valley Volunteer in Medicine. So thanks to everybody who's part of the show. Now, joining us is Randy George. He is another one. We have co-owners up here, two couples. And, Randy, you are the second owner up here. Jim was the first. You and your wife are also owners of this beautiful property. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Francois.
Well, now, he told me about the story that you guys all got together. You had worked on a dude ranch before, so this was not something that was new to you. How did you stumble across the Latigo Ranch here?
Well, I was at this other dude ranch about 45 miles east of where we're seated right now, and I had a call from the manager of this ranch, and he wanted to know if we were interested in buying any horses or cross-country ski equipment or hay. And I said, what are you doing, Bill? He said, well, the owner's decided to sell. So Jim and I came over and looked at it, talked with the owner, and we fell in love with the place, and the rest, as they say, is history.
It is history. Now, he was saying there's around 500 acres on the property here.
That's correct.
And we talked about a lot of the activities that go on, all the things that happen in the summer. And, of course, right now when we drove up, there was somebody out there already. They were Nordic skiing.
Yes,
cross-country skiing, you know, the snowshoe, all different, a variety of things to do here at Latigo Ranch. Again, a year-round destination, folks. I just want you to get that, because it is just as beautiful now as I can imagine it is here in the spring and summer.
Oh, it's spectacular in the summer, yes.
And you have the plains. Now, when I look out the window here, and I'm in the kind of, this is the main lodge. This is
our historic log lodge. It was originally started in 1928 and then added on, but it's one of the many buildings on the ranch. This is where we have our dining room facilities, and it's where people sit, and we have a nice porch out front. People love to sit there, and as you mentioned earlier about seeing the Continental Divide, they look out across about 75 miles of mountain ranges and see the high peaks in the distance. It's really fabulous.
Well, it is. So now, this is the main lodge. This is where all the history started, and the fireplace and everything, and I will take pictures of that while I'm here and get these all on Facebook and on the website and online for everyone to see at Instagram as well. Now, talk about how many separate other buildings. Now, you have comfortably about 30 guests is what you like to have at any one time when you're full.
30 to 35 would be full in the summer, yes.
And how many different buildings? And they're all log cabins, correct?
They are not all log cabins. Three duplex units, so six guest accommodations, are log structures. Then we have four other units, and you're in one of those called Riggin, up there on the hill. And so we have 10 different guest accommodations. And so in the summer, we often have larger families, and they work out really well in the three-bedroom accommodations. And then for yourself, a single, or for a couple, in the single bedroom accommodations, similar to the one that you're in.
Well, it's so comfortable. I already posted a video online in my room. And I have, and with us, folks, is Randy George. He is also co-owner here of the Latigo Ranch. And you can go to their website, which is latigotrails.com, and check it out right now while we are on the air. And then later on, all that information will be on Traveling with Francois for you to link on over there. I have to say, though, Randy, when I came, I was so excited, first of all, about a ranch, a dude ranch, and the log cabins. That's my focus, was really right on this building and the log cabin and everywhere, all the just the items you have that make it so comfy and homey. I mean, it just has really a wonderful feel here. And I've only been here, what, an hour and a half, but I can feel it. Everyone is family here when they come to Latigo Ranch.
One of our goals is that the people who come as guests, then they become friends, and then they become family with us. And so we do share a lot of stories around the table. You haven't had an opportunity to have lunch with us yet, but we have a big table set out there. We had 11 people sitting around the table at lunch, and everybody was explaining where they were from and what they were doing and why they were here, and great stories, great stories.
All sharing, and that's what it's really all about. And I like the fact that you have mentioned, and Jim mentioned as well, family. You've mentioned the word family several times, and I can just imagine a family coming up here with kids that have never been to a ranch like this, and their eyes must be humongous, and the stories you must have just alone with what the families, how they start out here at the ranch and how they end their experience. I mean, I could see them not wanting to leave.
We see a lot of tears at the end of a week. And the tears are, I don't want to go. I can't leave. Do we have to? And so families have a wonderful time here, and there's no question about it. They really do bond with their horses, with their wranglers, with the other kids that are here. And we also have family reunions. We get 20, even up to 30 in a family group that will take a large section of our accommodations, and they'll have a fun time all week long because the parents don't have to always be watching the kids. We're remote, and we have a program for the kids. But children find that they have more freedom here than they're allowed in the urban setting. And they really thrive when they can go out and throw stones in the pond and run over and play pool with their friends and all those sorts of things.
Well, and you said play pool with their friends and stuff, and we didn't really get a chance to touch base on the amenities here at Latigo Ranch. So why don't you share those with us?
Well, in the summertime, we have a swimming pool available, and we also then have a game room with a foosball and ping pong and a pool table, those sorts of things. We don't think that there should be any activities that aren't animal-powered for our guests. So if you want to go biking, you can do that, or if you want to go hiking, that's great. But the big thing in the summer is horseback riding. And then in the winter, cross-country skiing and snowshoeing. So all very outdoor, nature-oriented activities that are physical, but you don't have to go at a breakneck pace. You can take your time, breathe the clean air, enjoy the views, and just have a great time while you're here.
And we talk about blue skies. These are crystal clear blue skies. Just
well,
gorgeous.
Actually, in the last few minutes, it started to snow.
Well, I was just telling, when I drove up, Randy, it was really blue, but now it is, and we had a little bit of light color of snow, mm-hmm. and then now we are getting some snow. There was snow forecast for, and some, I thought, are we going to be snowed in? But I don't think that happens. When you don't live in this environment a lot, the first thing you think of, are we going to be snowed in? But I don't really think that's the way it works.
We ask our guests, do you want to be snowed in? Uh-huh. And some would rather not go back to work, and so we can arrange that. No, we have a lot of equipment that we use both for grooming our cross-country ski network of trails as well as keeping the roads clear. So we had a young lady the other day who was here that had to leave. The county had not yet plowed the roads. So we plowed her all the way down 5-6 miles to be able to get out of here.
Oh, that's nice. And here's a first for me, folks. I was actually, you, Randy, took me to my cabin, my lodging up there in a snowmobile. First time ever.
Right. That was a lot of fun. We have a sled that we pull behind the snowmobile. We load all the luggage in that and zoom up to the cabins and let people have their gear delivered for them. They either walk or some of them, like you, like to ride up.
Well, I did, because I didn't have a clue where I was going. I did walk down the hill. And you have all the lodging, too, spaced up apart, so everyone has their own privacy as well. when you have your guests up here in your different groups.
One of the other advantages to having the building spread out a little bit is that it allows you to have those views that we've talked about. If they were all crammed together, you'd look out your window and you'd see the next building. Well, this way you look out your front window and you look over top of our historic log lodge and on out to the Continental Divide and the distance.
It's spectacular. I cannot wait to take photographs. And you have your ski right now equipment against the wall. And because I don't know exactly my way around yet, again, I came in this morning. The barn where you keep the horses and things, that's just steps away from the historic building here, is it? Or is it farther away?
The barn is probably 200 yards from the main lodge here. Mm-hmm. Now, our horses are not here this winter.
Right.
Did Jim explain that to you?
No, we didn't, but I think, Gaylene and we were all talking about it. I think you moved the horses because of the snow, or
The snow's so deep here that it's much easier for the horses and much easier to feed the horses. So they're down in the valley about 5 miles from here right now.
Okay.
We run them down the road in about the 1st of December, and then they spend the winter down there. And then we run them back up the road come springtime. So
that's like a regular trail ride herding adventure.
It is a herding adventure, yeah. Oh. We've got 80 horses,
wow.
And when they get to moving, it's quite the sight.
80 horses? That's a lot of horses. And, in fact, Jim, though, was saying that during the summer months, you have all the – because we imagine everyone sitting around the campfire playing the guitar and singing. You have that along with all the other overnight stays. He did tell us quite a bit of things that go on here at Latigo Ranch. And again, folks, that website is latigotrails.com. Check it out, and we'll be on Traveling with Francoise. But right now, people are focused on the Nordic skiing, the snowshoeing, and just wandering around, taking pictures, and relaxing.
And one of the fun things that the kids get to do is sledding and tubing. And again, it's one of those deals. We don't have a fancy tow rope or any of that sort of thing to get you to the top of the hill. It's all human powered,
yeah.
But it's a lot of fun to go zooming down the hill in one of those sleds and a lot of laughter from the kids when they're doing that.
I can imagine. I can just see it. I can't wait for dinner tonight because everybody now is probably done with lunch and they're outside already having our own adventures, but I can't wait for tonight when everybody gathers around the table and talks about their day. And how many meals, and that's one thing we didn't talk about, how many meals do you serve here at the Latigo Ranch a day?
Well, we serve breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Ooh. And then there are snacks in between.
Okay.
If you'd like that, you're welcome to come in anytime and we'll give you something to snack on. We serve a lot of meals.
Now, you were in the kitchen.
Yes.
Are you one of the chefs here?
I've been cooking here ever since we bought the ranch.
Really?
And so our family, my wife Lisa, my son Spencer, my daughter Hannah, we are the four who team up and do all the food service work. We then have waitresses and waiters who help us out throughout the year to serve the guests.
Okay, and I noticed when I was reading a little bit about the Latigo here that it said hearty and healthy, and I just love that because after a day being outside, I'm sure everyone works up an appetite. And in the morning, they need all that fuel to get them going.
They do, and people think, oh my goodness, I'm going to gain weight because all this food's so good, but they're so active, they really don't. They have a great time, and they feel much better at the end of the week. We do emphasize a lot of fresh vegetables, fresh salads all the time. So our guests are very pleased with the assortment. And we've done quite a bit over the last several years catering to special diets. For example, Gaylene is vegan and we're taking care of her. And we have people who come who are celiac or gluten-free and vegetarian. Almost every week we have someone who's got a special diet that we're working to accommodate.
And Randy, with us folks, is Randy George. He is one of the owners here at Latigo Ranch. I just want to make sure that people know as well, as much as there are tons of activities to do up here, you could go nonstop all day long. For those of you who just want to relax and enjoy the beautiful scenery around you, you are more than welcome to do so.
Absolutely true.
Yeah, that's right. We don't want to leave out those folks because not everybody. In fact, they want to see the family go so they can have some peace and quiet. Yeah.
I mentioned the family reunions. We often get grandparents who will be bringing grandchildren, or like they'll bring the whole family, and let's say 20 people, and maybe grandma and grandpa will ride once or twice during their week here in the summer. Sometimes they just fly fish or hike and let the rest of the family have just an exciting time.
And they just relax.
Yes.
There's nothing said about sitting here relaxing, looking out at the beautiful scenery, the Continental Divide, the wildlife, and all that goes on. Well, Randy George, thank you so much for having me up here. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Francoise.
All right, folks, we are going to have to step aside for just a moment. When we come back, we have Samantha Miller on. She's with the Grand Lake Chamber. Then we also have Tracy Wolverton on. She is the manager at the Western Riviera. I'm having a great time. We'll be right back. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise, coming to you live from Latigo Dude Ranch in Kremlin, Colorado. Just spectacular. Stick around, folks. We'll be right back.
A lot of people's air travel plans are still up in the air today because so many planes in the wake of the weekend blizzard are not airborne. Correspondent Renee Marsh.
Since Friday, nearly 12,000 flights canceled, including 3,400 today.
Renee tells us we're starting to see some flight movement, but it'll take days to rebook all the people impacted by so many grounded flights. Even with skies now cleared, temperatures in areas hit by the blizzard will remain low for several days, presenting additional dangers, meteorologist Tom Sater.
As the refreezing occurs, just anything wet, consider it icy. And another thing, too, history has shown us when you have this amount of snowfall, there's a number of heart attacks from shoveling snow as the heart is just beating faster to keep your body warm.
And in Southern California, the manhunt continues for three prisoners who escaped from a maximum security jail by somehow cutting through a half-inch steel bar or two, then using makeshift ropes to rappel down a significant distance. Police officers say if they could do all that, they should be considered armed and dangerous while on the run. I'm Chaz Henry.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Here's your Money Minute with Market Wrap host Mo Ansari.
If you follow the markets, you've probably been getting seasick lately. But what if I told you that market volatility can be a good thing? If you're a bargain hunter, this is your coupon, so keep your shopping list handy. If you're a long-term investor with plenty of time before retirement, the money going into your 401k each month will buy more shares when the markets are down. And if you have a good financial plan, you can relax while others worry, because that plan will carry you beyond today's headlines. Of course, you should always consider professional guidance before making any financial decisions. That's your Money Minute. I'm Mo Ansari.
For more tips on investing during market volatility and other investment topics, listen to Market Wrap weekdays at 5 p.m. on this station. For a free consultation with Mo Ansari, call 800-388-9700. That's 800-388-9700.
Compaq Asset Management is a registered investment advisor. Funds custodian, Fidelity Institutional Wealth Services, member FINRA SIPC.
Listen up, Coachella Valley. There's a great sports bar right in your own backyard with 13 high-def TVs to watch all of your favorite sports and enjoy your favorite beverage. If it's sports and it's on TV, Rooster's Fried Chicken and Spirits has it. Great lunches starting at $6.95. Also hamburgers, barbecued ribs, sandwiches, salads, and of course, mouth-watering fried chicken. Joining me is General Manager Stan Anderson.
Thanks, Dennis. Roosters is located in La Quinta at 79255 Highway 111 in the Walmart Marshall Shopping Center. Roosters is open daily from 11 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. with the kitchen closing at 8:30 p.m. Roosters is a great place to meet your friends and talk some sports with me or our staff. Come on down for lunch and dinner and join us. Good food, good service, good prices. You won't be disappointed.
Roosters, an American kitchen.
Shopping for new flooring can be a total headache. You gotta choose the right material. There's insulation, there's measurements, there's pricing. It's enough to drive anybody insane. That's where Distinctive Flooring comes in. Let John use his years of expert knowledge to find you the flooring you need at the price you want. From simple choices like carpet or tile to harder decisions like matching your countertops and fireplace, no job is too big or too small. Call John, 760-309-2705. Distinctive Flooring. Quality workmanship at affordable prices. 760-309-2705.
There's an adventure around every corner, and they're easy to find with the help of ACT Tours, the experts in customized adult tours for over 35 years, leading trips to over 100 countries on all 7 continents. So don't wait. Act now and call Adult Customized Tours today at 760-322-1247. That's 322-1247. Located in Palm Springs at 1301 North Palm Canyon Drive or on the web at act-tours.com. Diane Williams and Associates are proud to announce their new on-site sales office at Indian Ridge Country Club in Palm Desert. So whether you are buying or selling, no one knows Indian Ridge Country Club better than Diane Williams and her team of professionals. Get started today on the next chapter of your life by calling 760-776-7070. That's 776-7070 or on the web at DianeWilliamsAndAssociates.com. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the show. You are listening to Traveling with Françoise, and I am coming to you live from the winter wonderland of Grand County, and we are at Grand Lake for the Winter Carnival. Up next, right now, is Samantha Miller, and she is with the Grand Lake Chamber. Hi, Samantha.
Hi, Françoise. How are you doing?
Well, I am great, and welcome to the show. It is just blindingly spectacular outside. So many things going on. I mean, a lot of people, we're close to the Rocky Mountain National Park, and it's just a beautiful, beautiful area. And sometimes areas like this, people tend to think, well, it's just really a summer destination, but not here in a Grand County, a Grand Lake.
Oh, no, it's definitely a winter destination. I call it a Hallmark town in the winter. It's really cute. We've got Christmas lights up. All the stores are great. They're open, and they've got friendly store owners in there. The town's just really, really sweet, and it's got that idyllic scenery. And then beyond that, 2 miles right outside in our backyard is Rocky Mountain National Park. You can get outside and do a ton of different things. Just right outside of town.
Well, and Sam, I've been here for a couple of days now enjoying the Winter Festival and all the activities that go on, but you being part of the Chamber, I'm going to let you give us how the Chamber perceives everything, your vision of how this all came about. Give us a little history about the Winter Carnival.
So Winter Carnival is in its 20s now. It came about as a fun activity for people to do during the winter time. It was kind of quiet around. And it kind of started as a local event organically, and then it grew and grew, and people started coming up and seeing how much fun we were all having. We do human bowling. We do snow golf. We have this really fun activity called bed sled races where people make sleds out of old beds, and the fire department always beats everybody, but you push one person in your bed sled, and it's like a little drag race right down Main Street. So it's really that kind of quirky fun. During the entire day, and then the day ends with a party at Poncho and Lefty's and then fireworks. So it's a really great day.
Yeah, and it is a great, great fun. Earlier in the show, I was telling people all the things that I have been doing up here in a Grand Lake. And, of course, I came up there in the summertime, completely different visual from...
Oh, yeah, it's different, but it's so much fun both times of year. And I think that it's fun to juxtapose the summer and the winter. It's really a winter paradise out there, and a lot of people don't know that, and it's a lot of fun to share that. I'm glad you're enjoying yourself.
Well, definitely, and I tell you, for us California natives, you know, we are used to snow, but not snow like this, and it is truly spectacular. It's all the pictures I have on Facebook and all over, and when I get back, I'm going to put a page on the website about my trip with more photographs. Just amazing, and joining us, folks, is Samantha Miller, and she is with a Grand Lake Chamber. You can go to the website, grandlakechamber.com, for all the information about Grand Lake and what happens all year long here in this beautiful, beautiful destination here in Colorado. Now, snowmobiles, they are everywhere. Tell us about the snowmobiles.
So snowmobiles, we are the snowmobile capital of Colorado. We're often featured in top 10 snowmobile destinations across the nation. We have over 300 miles of trails. 125 miles of those trails are groomed daily. So you're going to get just pristine trail riding, no matter what your experience level is, from beginner to advanced. There's some great backcountry trails you can take out. And the great part is, not only can you rent snowmobiles in town, you can also ride them through town and straight out to the trail system. So you can go have lunch in town, park your snowmobile out front of the restaurant, and then ride out to the trails, and then ride right back into town for dinner. So it's really an enjoyable experience.
It's just a new mode of transportation. Instead of golf carts,
yes.
You have snowmobiles. But I just want to make sure, though, that people do understand. And, folks, again, we are talking to Samantha Miller. She is with the Grand Lake Chamber. That website is grandlakechamber.com. Grand Lake here is, though, very accessible by vehicles. You don't have to have a snowmobile to get in.
No, you absolutely do not have to have a snowmobile to get in. It's very vehicle accessible. The highways are plowed. The streets do have a little more snow on them, so you can take the sleds through town, so be prepared for that. But the street is one main street that goes through town, and there's a couple side streets, but it's really an accessible town, and it's fun to get around during the winter.
Well, and as I was saying earlier again in the show, all my experiences here in Grand Lake in the summer and now here in the winter have just been spectacular and so much fun. I'm trying some things that I've never tried before, the snowshoeing, and I've just kind of worn myself out, but I just love it, having so much fun. Now, again, I want to stress, too, when folks want to know about the area, that it really is important that they go to the Chamber website and check it out.
Absolutely. We have everything on the Chamber website and on our calendar of events. If you look at our featured events, you'll see the big ones coming up. But if you click on our events calendar, you'll see everything from local music to museum openings to maybe the ice rink is doing something different, or different things going on at the park or the Nordic Center. So it's really, it's a great calendar, and it's a great way to kind of access information about what's going on around Grand Lake.
Well, and I've been lucky because I've stayed first at the Western Riviera Lakefront Hotel, and I stayed there before, so it feels like home. And then I'm staying now at the Latigo Dude Ranch, so I'm going from one extreme to the other. But you were talking about, and it's just, again, I'm just having such a fantastic time up here. But tell us about some upcoming events. I've been talking about everything going on around me, but what is coming up? Because now, how long, well, let's backtrack just a second. How long will this snow season last in Grand Lake?
Snow lasts a little bit longer. I'm also a California native. I moved here from Los Angeles 3 years ago. So I also got to experience the snow season. We can have up to 6 or 7 months of snow.
Really?
In Grand County. We are at 8,400 feet, so we do get snow for an extended period. So if you're looking for winter activities, we go through March. We have an ice fishing tournament the weekend of March 6th. That's the first weekend in March, and we have a ton of ice fishermen that come out. We do a fisherman's feast at the Sagebrush. We do an after party at Poncho and Lefty's, and there's just whole families out there competing and catching fish on the lake and drilling holes through the ice with augers. And then after March, we go into one of our shoulder seasons, which I actually really enjoy because it's when all the animals start to come out in the spring. So the animals will start to come out from the park with their babies, and it's a really fun, quiet time there. Then we kind of move right into summer. As soon as Memorial Day hits, we have a fabulous parade. We honor all of our veterans. We're a very patriotic town, so Memorial Day is big for us. And then after Memorial Day, we go into our golf tournament and then Buffalo Barbecue. And there's so many fun things just as the summer goes on. But definitely the winter is a great time to enjoy yourself as well.
Well, and the town of Grand Lake itself, it's very compact, has a lot of history there. You have the boardwalks, you have, it looks like actually hitching posts from way back still out in front. It's very easy for your visitors to, I at the Western Riviera, I just walk out the door, go around a corner, and I'm right here in the middle of town. And for visitors that want to just park the car, the vehicle, and go by snowmobile and walk down to the frozen massive lake out there, it's just really to get around town. And restaurants, tell us a little bit about the restaurants here in Grand Lake.
We have a fantastic selection of restaurants. We have everything from Sloopy's, which serves like classic cheeseburgers and hot dogs and great stuff over there, And that's on your way up to the Nordic Center. You see that on the corner on Highway 34, and then you start going into town, and we've got Sagebrush, which is a local favorite and also a visitor's favorite, where you can throw peanuts on the floor, and they've got stellar barbecue. Two great Mexican restaurants, El Pacifico and Pancho and Lefty's. And then the Lariat is a historic landmark. It's got a lot of history behind it, and that's a great bar to go to if you're looking for drinks a little later in the evening.
All right.
But we definitely... Fat Cat for breakfast. I'm going to miss things, but there's a ton of different restaurants up and down. Blue Water Bakery, The Hub for coffee. There's so many things, so many different places that you can eat and really enjoy food. And the Rapids also has stellar food as well.
Okay, so you don't have to.
There's just a lot. I'm going to just rattle them all up. Yeah. There's so many options.
You don't have to worry about eating, folks. Plenty of places to eat and a lot of great food as well. And the theater, they have a beautiful theater right in the middle of town. I went to, when I was there during the summer, I went to a production of 42nd Street. Just amazing. A beautiful location. Samantha, I want to thank you so much for joining us today. We really had a great, I mean, I'm having just a blast here, and I don't know, maybe I'll have to come back in the spring or something. I'm not sure, to see the different seasons.
You have to see all the seasons. It's very important. Well, thank you so much for having me.
All right. And with us, folks, was Samantha Miller. She was with the Grand Lake Chamber. Website was grandlakechamber.com. Don't miss it. It is so important that you go to the Chamber's website, check them out for all the information of now and upcoming events. All right, folks. Okay, we're going to step aside. When we come back, we have a lot more. Actually, we have Tracy Wolverton from the Western Riviera Lakefront Hotel. She'll be joining us. We'll be right back. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise right here on Money Radio. Find with the help of ACT Tours, the experts in customized adult tours for over 35 years, leading trips to over 100 countries on all 7 continents. So don't wait, act now and call Adult Customized Tours today at 760-322-1247. That's 322-1247. Located in Palm Springs at 1301 North Palm Canyon Drive or on the web at act-tours.com.
The Allsons Jewelers, a full-service jewelry store. B. Allsons Jewelers, let our family take care of yours. We'll make a custom piece for a special moment and create a lasting memory. We invite you to come and see us today, a family tradition. B. Allsons Jewelers.
You'll find us at the Gardens on El Paseo in Palm Desert.
Don't wait until after the crime to think about home security. Help protect your family, home, or business by calling Command One Security today. Family owned and operated and serving the Coachella Valley for nearly 30 years. Command One Security. Call today and sleep easy tonight. 760-568-0052. That's 760-568-0052 or on the web at command1.com.
Have you ever noticed how many mobile and manufactured home communities there are in the Coachella Valley? Well, believe it or not, there's over 110 of them. Some are guard-gated communities with clubhouses and golf courses. And in season, their numbers really grow. So, how do businesses effectively reach these consumers? They advertise in the Desert Mobile Home News. The Desert Mobile Home News has served these residents for over 59 years and comes out every Thursday at over 300 different locations. Reach permanent residents and snowbirds alike. Advertise your business in the Desert Mobile Home News.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Traveling with Francoise, coming to you live from, right now I'm at the Latigo Dude Ranch, and this is incredible. This has been an amazing trip. Of course, I was in Grand Lake, Grand County during the summer. Now, I came back here during the winter, and it is just, I'm a snow bunny now. I am a full-fledged snow bunny. I have my Uggs on, I have my hat on, my gloves, jacket, 29 layers, and I'm loving every minute of it. It's spectacular. Now, the first time I came out here to Grand Grand County. And right here at the Latigo Grange, we are in Cremings, but I stayed at the Western Riviera Lakefront Hotel. And right now it is a big, massive ice cube out there. It is spectacular. But my first couple of days here, this is where I stayed again at the Western Riviera. And joining us right now is Tracy Wolverton. Hi, Tracy.
Hi, Francois.
Well, and it was great seeing you, and thank you so much for having me on property again. It's such a beautiful property.
It really is. It really is.
And Tracy is the general manager at the Western Riviera Lakefront Hotel, right there in the middle of town. And this is perfect for those of you that just want to park the car and not worry about it for a week because you are right in the middle of town. So, Tracy, tell everybody, give them a little bit of heads up about the Lakeside Hotel there, the Western Riviera.
Okay, so we offer lodging open year-round. We have our Lakeside Motel, Lakeside Cabins, treehouse condo, and a lake house. Amazing views. We also have courtyard cabins, which are perfect for reunions. In addition, we have a lakeside event center. It's open year-round, an ideal place for a destination wedding.
What you do, and it's the property is a little bit deceiving looks-wise, because when you drive up, I know everyone's all excited of the, you see the main hotel there with all the balconies, everything facing the lake, and you don't realize all the properties that are around it and part of it. And I could see the venue there for weddings just spectacular at the Western Riviera.
It's very exciting. We have so many different options as far as lodging and accommodations for guests, groups, weddings, any time of year. It's just a great option.
And folks, again, we say this, we do stress, if you notice during the show, I have been stressing that it is a year-round destination. Like the desert here, people tend to think that, well, do they shut down in the summer? We don't. And up there at Grand Lake in Grand County, you guys do not shut down. Right now, you are just buzzing with activity with the Winter Carnival, all the things happening right now in Grand Lake. So folks, don't ever think that a town shuts down because there's a little bit of snow, because that is just gorgeous up here. And with us is Tracy Wolverton. She is the manager of the Western Riviera Lakefront Hotel. And you can go to their website at westernriv.com, but that is on Traveling with Francois. Just click that link there. And once I get home, I will put all that information on the website. And just to know that I have tons of pictures on a Facebook page, Traveling with Francois and Francois Road. So you don't want to miss those. Instagram, Periscope, I've been doing it all. And now, Tracy, tell us the accessibility. You know, I say it's real simple for me to say that the Western Riviera is steps to town, but you really are just steps away from Main Street.
We're steps away from everything. It really is a park your car and go. All the shops and restaurants, the ice fishing, the snowmobiling, hiking trails. It's just a great location.
And now, amenities at the Western Riviera.
Yes, yeah, so we offer, we always have a free coffee in our coffee room. We have definitely a free Wi-Fi.
And it really has a mountain feel. The property located, again, right there in a mountain setting was spectacular. Everywhere you look from the Western Riviera, there are spectacular views, breathtaking views. And you do have certainly the mountain feel right there looking out just everywhere around you.
It really is the Grand Lake experience, summer, winter, or fall.
And now let's talk about the trails, the like access to the Rocky Mountain National Park. How close are you in proximities to the other visitors' attractions in there?
You know, we're just a couple miles from the west entrance of Rocky Mountain National Park, and there are a few trails that you can access just by walking a few steps just out of town.
Okay. And, of course, the owners there are Jackie and Mike Tompkins, and we want to give them a shout-out because they're always so nice to me when I visit the area. And, again, folks, we're talking to Tracy Wolverton, who is the manager of the Western Riviera Lakefront. I say Lakefront, Lakeside, either one. You're right there on the Lake Hotel, and you can go to
That's
their
right.
website, which is westernriv.com. So definitely want to stay there, right there in the middle of the town. Now, happening as, of course, now I am at the Latigo Ranch, Dude Ranch. I spent my couple nights there in town at the Western Riviera. Winter Carnival going on. So much fun. How far in advance do you book for the Winter Carnival?
It's such an exciting time of year. People just are chomping at the bit to come up. We do get some last-minute reservations, but I would definitely say, folks, maybe a couple months in advance start booking your room. Get ready for the festivities. There's so much excitement in this town this weekend.
And let's switch gears just a little bit and talk about the summer months. Now, with all the different types of lodging that you have there at the Western Riviera, you get, of course, a lot of people that just drive up at the last minute, but you have those that want kind of an extended stay, let's say a week or two. You're able to accommodate them there?
Absolutely. We have summer and weekly rates during the winter and the summer, and we do get a lot of those guests. And a lot of the guests that just kind of stumble upon Grand Lake and say, wow, this is a beautiful hidden gem. I had no idea. I'm coming back here every year. And they do.
Well, and that is, it is a beautiful gem that sometimes people do stumble on when they're going to the Rocky Mountain National Park or other attractions in the area. Of course, you can't go to Grand Lake or Grand County without seeing a moose or two.
Oh, you can't. We have had one just coming down. She's been hanging out by the newspaper stand. I think she really likes to check in and see what's going on in town. Very curious. It's been so exciting.
Well, and folks, this is the life up here in Grant County and in Grand Lake. The moose, in fact, when I was there during the summer, there were some bears that made their way down into town. And it's funny, the locals were just telling the visitors who all wanted to run up with their camera and take pictures of the bears. They were saying, you really don't want to do that.
It is a bear, after all. But it's so exciting. Wildlife everywhere. You just never know where you're going to see something. We've got two local foxes that just hang out at the Western Riviera every night. It's everywhere. It's so exciting.
Okay. And folks, again, the website is westernriv.com. That's RIV.com. Tracy, why don't you give us a phone number there as well?
Okay. Phone number to the Western Riviera is 970-627-3580.
Okay, and write that down, folks, because you are going to want to come out. Who knows? Maybe you just might want to come here and join me in this winter wonderland. Now, ice fishing, I know Samantha Miller was on just a little bit earlier, in fact, before you, and we talked about the ice fishing contest. Can you, the snowmobile, poker run, etc., those are coming up, right?
They are coming up. So we have a fishing contest coming up next weekend on the 29th. The Three Lakes annual fishing tournament, and it's so exciting to see these guys have just been coming here for 30 years plus. They have a great time. It's a great crew, great prizes. It's definitely an exciting time in Grand Lake.
And what kind of fish are they fishing for?
They're fishing for different kind of salmon, mainly trout, a lot of rainbow trout, maybe some kokanee and some brown trout.
Okay, and the lake is how large, the frozen lake?
This lake is just beautiful. It's huge. I don't actually know the circumference of it, but I do know that it's up to 265 feet deep, frozen. They're getting ready for the vintage snowmobile races on it right now, so it's very exciting.
Okay, and I've been, again, had all my Uggs and all my winter wear on. I'm a sunshine California girl, but I have been enjoying everything up here in a Grand Lake and Grand County. And folks, again, with us one more time is Tracy Wolverton. She is a manager of the Western Riviera Lakefront Hotel. I stayed there during the summer. Now I've been here during the winter, and just a spectacular property. Lots of fun right there on the lake. Of course, during the summer, you have the marinas, the boating, the jet skiers, all that sort of stuff happens into the summer. You transition into summer months. And again, accessibility is right there. You just walk out the door down maybe 50 feet. I don't even know if it's that far. And you have your own beach there also.
Very close, very close.
And the beach during the summer, you have your own private beach for the hotel?
There is a beach. It's town-owned, but it's right in front. They have a volleyball net. There's the piers and the docks down here. Everybody's fishing, and then there's actually the public beach, the snack bar, the marina. It's just, it is an amazing time of year.
All right.
So beautiful.
And Tracy, how long have you lived up in Grand Lake?
I moved from Michigan to Grand Lake in 2008, and it absolutely stole my heart. Just being here and walking down the street any time of year is a spiritual experience. It is amazing.
And visitors, last time I was there and this time as well, I see license plates from everywhere.
Oh, we get visitors from all over the place. That's the thing I really love about Grand Lake, too. It's a melting pot of culture and just such a variety of people. And everyone is almost having just this philosophical time when they're here. It touches them and resonates in their soul. There's so many places in this area that time has just stopped, and it hasn't changed. You go into Rocky Mountain National Park, and it's as if you were there in 1915. It's amazing.
And again, folks, there are no big box stores. There's no fast food restaurants. There's, I think, one stop sign right here on the main street. And shopping,
that's
though,
correct.
For those that love to shop, we don't want to leave those folks out. I know you have the beautiful turquoise store. You have quite a variety of boutique stores there. Everyone has its their own little specialty and flavor to them.
We really do. Beautiful furniture, nice outerwear and clothes, some really neat items that you can only find in Grand Lake. The shops and the restaurants, too, definitely worth visiting. And again, a park-as-you-go scenario, walking to everything.
All right. Well, Tracy Overton, thank you so much. And once again, I want to thank you and Jackie and Mike Tompkins for all your hospitality and having me back at the Western Riviera Lakefront Hotel.
Thank you for coming again. It's been a delight.
All right. And, folks, this is going to wrap up my stay here in Grand County and the Latigo Dude Ranch out in Cremings. It's been what a wonderful, great time. I'll be back in the station next week. Check out our Facebook page. Also go to Traveling with Francoise and more. Thank you so much. Thanks to all my guests and my host, everyone. It's been fabulous. I'll see you next time.
And remember, it's never too late to get a life. We'll see you next time.